HD3. AM 580 News and Weather coming up.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Prevena Medical Group. Prevena Medical Group physician Dr. Lenley Jackson, a U of I graduate, will be offering campus area residents a primary care option just steps from Krannert Center. Appointments available at his campus office at 217-328-2323.
And here with AM 580 News at 8:30 is Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A new contract for Champaign Unit 4 teachers has been approved by the union membership, and now it's up to the school board to cast its vote. Members of the Champaign Federation of Teachers gathered at Centennial High School yesterday to approve the contract. According to news reports, the tentative agreement would run for 3 years with 4.5% raises for most teachers each year. John Nadler of the Illinois Federation of Teachers wouldn't confirm those reports. He says the union has agreed to keep details private until the contract is voted on by both sides.
You know, we bargain in good faith with the representatives of the board, just like they bargain in good faith with representatives of the union. And it's fair to the process of bargaining in good faith not to disclose in public the details of it until both sides can vote on it.
The Champaign School Board is expected to vote on the new contract next Monday. The contract would be retroactive to last July 1st. Meanwhile, Urbana School Board has voted 5-2 to approve a restructuring plan for Urbana High School. The board decided to use a monitoring committee made up of school district administrators and education experts from the U of I instead of an administrative post to oversee that restructuring. One of those against the plan was Benita Rollins-Gay, who said during the meeting that the school staff should not oversee themselves. But Urbana School Superintendent Preston Williams says the committee would work in the students' best interests.
We're professionals. We understand what's needed. It's not a conflict of interest, and it's not that we aren't afraid to make tough changes. We do that all of the time.
The restructuring plan is a complete overhaul of the school to give it a better shot at meeting No Child Left Behind standards. District 116 must submit a restructuring plan to the State Board of Education because Urbana High School failed to make adequate yearly progress under the Act for 5 years straight. But the high school met standards last year. School officials still want to implement the plan, though. The first meeting for the monitoring committee is October 27th. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich is commenting for the first time about news that his former fundraiser could be spilling the beans. On Monday, prosecutors asked a federal judge to delay sentencing of political insider and Blagojevich fundraiser Tony Rezko. That's considered to be a sign that Rezko's cooperating with the feds in their investigation of Blagojevich's administration. The governor spoke briefly with reporters yesterday at a ribbon cutting on Chicago's South Side.
Now we got to respect the process as we've been consistently doing, and just let it all unfold and let the truth.
So are you not worried, Governor?
Can I answer the question? So let the truth just be what it is. And when you believe in the truth and you know what the truth is with respect to yourself, you feel good about things.
Blagojevich says he does things the right way. He repeatedly cited a letter Rezko sent to a federal judge that says prosecutors are overzealous in investigating Blagojevich and Illinois U.S. Senator Barack Obama. The governor has not been charged with wrongdoing. Democratic Indiana governor candidate Jill Long Thompson has gone more than a month without television advertising. She's spending this week touting her economic plan face-to-face with voters across Indiana and says she'll be back on the air very soon. Republican Governor Mitch Daniels has outraised and outspent Long Thompson. Quarterly campaign finance reports filed June 30th showed Daniels spent nearly $7.3 million and still had $2.8 million left, while Long Thompson spent $1.5 million and had a balance of $1.5 million. Daniels has run television commercials continuously since March. Long Thompson aired her first general election commercial in July but hasn't run a commercial for about 4 weeks. The train station in Mattoon is a step closer to a complete restoration. The head of a committee that spearheaded the effort to save the aging depot hopes that bids can be let yet this year, now that $1 million of federal transportation funding has been released. The state share of funding is all that stands in the way of the project now. Jackie Record of the Depot Restoration Committee says the project is not just for beautification, it's to make the depot accessible to more and more Amtrak passengers.
And it's 2,400, 2,500, 2,600 people every month on and off those six trains. So obviously there's a public transportation need for this, apart from it's being a part of our making our Midtown area look better.
Record says the depot is the only remaining station of its kind along the old Illinois Central Line, and it's downtown Mattoon's most prominent feature. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 8:35. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. On October the 8th, the Yom Kippur begins at sunset this evening, Ed.
Wow.
Jewish Day of Atonement.
And these holidays are all coming quickly. Not quicker than usual. Time is going by quickly.
Yeah, it does. It does seem like that. And Edward Zwick, the producer-director, is 56 years old today. He's done a lot of TV stuff, movies, The Last Samurai about last night, and others like that. And he is one of my near brushes with greatness.
Really?
Yeah, I knew.